The assassination of Julius Caesar on the Ides of March, 44 BCE, marked a turning point in Roman history. In the immediate aftermath, Rome was plunged into chaos and uncertainty. Caesar's death created a power vacuum and set off a series of events that would ultimately lead to the end of the Roman Republic and the rise of the Roman Empire. In the days following Caesar's assassination, the city of Rome was rife with tension. The conspirators, led by Brutus and Cassius, initially believed they would be hailed as liberators. However, they quickly realized that the populace and the soldiers were not as supportive as they had hoped. Many Romans viewed Caesar as a hero and a reformer who had brought stability and prosperity. The conspirators had underestimated his popularity and the depth of loyalty he commanded. Mark Antony, a loyal supporter of Caesar, seized the opportunity to consolidate his power. At Caesar's funeral, Antony delivered a masterful speech that swayed public opinion against the conspirators. His famous oration, "Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears," ignited the crowd's emotions, leading to riots and the burning of the houses of Brutus and Cassius. Antony's actions were instrumental in turning the tide against the conspirators and setting the stage for the subsequent power struggles. The power vacuum left by Caesar's death also saw the emergence of his adopted heir and great nephew, Octavian, later Augustus. Despite his youth, Octavian proved to be a shrewd and determined leader. He skillfully maneuvered through the complex political landscape, forming the second triumvirate with Antony and Lepidus. This alliance was initially effective in consolidating power and avenging Caesar's death, but it was not to last. As the triumvirate began to fracture, a series of civil wars ensued. The pivotal Battle of Philippi in 42 BCE saw the defeat of Brutus and Cassius, but this victory did not bring peace. Instead, it set the stage for further conflict between Antony and Octavian. Antony's alliance and romantic involvement with Cleopatra, the Queen of Egypt, further complicated matters and alienated many Romans. The final showdown came at the Battle of Actium in 31 BCE, where Octavian's forces decisively defeated those of Antony and Cleopatra. This victory effectively ended the Roman Republic. Octavian returned to Rome as its unchallenged ruler and was later bestowed the title of Augustus, becoming the first emperor of Rome. This marked the beginning of the Roman Empire and a new era in Roman history. The aftermath of Caesar's death was a tumultuous period marked by power struggles, civil war, and the eventual establishment of a new political order. The transition from republic to empire was fraught with conflict, but it ultimately led to a period of relative stability and prosperity known as the Pax Romana. The legacy of Caesar's assassination reshaped the Roman world, laying the foundations for centuries of imperial rule.